Hello, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and I'm excited that I finished up my blanket that I've been making for the last 2 months last night. Now, interestingly enough, now that that project is finished, I'm kind of in my feels today, and I have been. If I had to make a bad guess, I probably had a little too much caffeine, which sadly is not a lot. Like, I had one half calf coffee this morning. Anyhow, and I feel like I'm experiencing a little bit of nervous system dysregulation today. And as weird as it sounds, I'm not really upset about that. And I think the reason why is the nervous energy that's attached to that, like, I feel like at the same time in this specific instance and episode is kind of getting me in touch with some feelings delayed, would be the way I would put it. And I say that because I've noticed that I sometimes almost will compartmentalize. Like, it's like a reflexive response. Like, I'm not intentionally doing it. But it's just something that it's like second nature. If I have feelings that, and this is just me making assumptions on how my brain's working, I don't know if I'm telling you the truth, but like, I'm assuming that if I have feelings that are very intense and they come along in at a time or space in which I don't feel as though I'm not ready to process that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of thing. I'll just kind of put it somewhere, you know what I mean? Like, I'll put that in my back pocket, you know, for a fucking rainy day, and I'll fucking carry on with life and on autopilot, because I don't know, this is a fucking coping skill. I have no idea at what point in my life I developed it, but it's a fucking thing. It's a very real thing. And to be fair, I also think part of that stems from some of the experiences that I've had, you know, that were wrought with emotion over the last couple of years have been so intense and overwhelming, and that it's really difficult. Like, I guess what I would say is, like, they're places that I don't ever want to get back to. And so I think that shut down and compartmentalized thing, it's almost like a second nature, because of the fear that I have attached to being, you know, emotionally dysregulated over the long term for like months at a time. And so, yeah, like, I don't know, it's a shitty coping mechanism. Okay, like, I'm gonna be real, I see it for what it is, and I really don't know how to correct it. So yeah. Anyhow, so today I had too much caffeine, and it's kind of got me in this, like, overstimulated space. And ironically enough, here's the funny thing, okay? The first thing I did as a response to that when I realized that this is bubbling up is I realized some things. And in my realization, like, I decided I don't want to keep any of my exes on my social media in any context or capacity. Like, fuck them. Sorry, pardon my French, but fuck them. And the reason why I say that is one of the other realizations that I came to, okay? So, story time. I've had it happen to me twice now where I have become overwhelmed from... I'm going to try to describe this the best way that I can, so sorry if I fumble here. But I have gotten involved with men, again, this has happened to me twice, that are so subservient in the way they show affection. And I mean that is a positive thing, believe that or not. It may not sound that way, but I do mean that as a very positive thing. But the flip side of the coin is that I've only come across two of these people. I'm kind of thankful. I don't know how to say that without sounding like an asshole, whatever. But in coming across them, it is like I will tell you, like, it is completely disarming to me and unnerving to receive that level of affection from another human being. So I don't like the mirror that shines on myself dealing with that kind of person, because, like, what that says to me is all the things that are wrong in my head. Like, I don't know how to describe that better, but you know what I mean? Like, basically what it tells me is I don't know how to receive affection. Like, I don't know how to receive it without being discomforted by it. Ironically, here's the other part of that. Both of these men were extremely emotionally unavailable and flighty as fuck. And so one of them I met by chance, and that was, I think I've talked about it before. It was a one night stand that turned into a fucking 7 month spiral of being mentally unstable, like, to the highest degree that I've ever been in my life. That was just the catalyst, though. Like, that wasn't, like, I think that encounter really, I don't know how to say this without it sounding fucking weird, but whatever. Like, I think that encounter is essentially, as backwards as this sound, what I needed at the time to actually expose a lot of additional raw emotion that was, you know, sitting below the surface that I had not dealt with from the stress that I had experienced the 2 years prior leading up to that moment. You know what I mean? Like, just the thing that brought it to the surface was the one night stand and, you know, affection. like, I don't know how to say that differently, so it probably sounds really fucked up. But anyhow. So yeah, that was one. The other one is somebody I've been involved with off and on in the weirdest of ways since like 2022. But again, the same principle applies of, like, there is something about an extremely supportive, emotionally unavailable man that I fucking can't with that shit. Like, I don't know how to say it any differently. I fucking can't with that shit. Like, it reflects some things to me that I find alarming. Again, that, like, I don't know how to receive affection. So, yeah, that's one part of it. And the other part of it, too, though, I will say, and this is just, if I were to give, like, a no-shit assessment of it, it kind of shines a light on, how do I describe this? To me, it shines a light on the damage that was done during the duration of my marriage. You know? And it's weird because there's a part of me, like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say feel ashamed. Maybe that is it. Maybe it is it. I feel ashamed that I accepted that from my ex. I feel ashamed that I stayed as long as I did and that things got to the point that they did before I left. I feel ashamed that I accepted what I would describe as artificial affection as a sign of genuine connection and emotion. And that's not pertaining to my ex. That more so pertains to the two dudes that I'm referencing that I have been involved with. And the thing that I'm realizing now as I'm processing this and I'm, like, really processing this, and where this is coming from is, like, I decided, like, I don't want this person to have, like, one of them, like, because I've already not really been in contact with the other one for a long time. Anyhow. But I don't want this person to have access to my social media. I've already removed the motherfucker from my phone book. And it's one of those things where it's very insidious. And I say that because it's a longtime friend, right? Because, I don't know, I make poor choices sometimes, whatever. So it's a longtime friend that, the way I see it, and, like, I can kind of see it two ways, okay? This is somebody that's incapable of meeting my needs for whatever reason. Lack of desire, emotional unavailability, doesn't fucking matter the why, okay? Either way, like, the communication has been had. There was a break off in 2022 because of this, and the way the situation was handled when that happened is the motherfucker just stopped talking to me when I expressed hurt that I felt. Which I'm not trying to be a bitch here, but that in and of itself speaks fucking volumes. The fact that I'm finally angry about this now is what tells me I'm healing. Like, it's not a fast process, but you know what? Yay, fucking me. Does it make me sad that I'm detaching because I feel like there's some kind of core attachment wound involved in this shit? Abso-fucking-lutely. But at the same time, there's another part of me that feels really empowered to have the anger about the situation that I finally fucking do. Because it's been a long time. Like, it's been a long, long time since I've felt the level of anger that I'm experiencing over this. Because, and the reason I say that is because, like, so I spent probably the last 6 months, I'm gonna guess, it might not be totally accurate, but close enough, like 3 to 6 months of 2020 into early 2021 in almost like a perpetual state of rage, okay? And so I will tell you from my experiences with my marriage, and how that all transpired and everything, I have really tried hard to get in touch with other emotions that I have because I don't know how to, like, I was seriously, like, I was so fucking angry all the time. Like, so fucking angry all the time. Like, I got so tired of being angry. And so, like, because I really shied away from that emotion, you know what I mean? For such a long time, you know, based on how everything transpired and also the understanding that, you know, typically anger is a secondary emotion. Like, usually it is the outward expression of a different feeling. You know what I mean? And so, like, I feel hurt by this. Like, I feel hurt by the whole thing because this is some motherfucker that I have known for like 20 some odd years. And then at the same time, I think where the biggest thing is, and this is, I was trying to do an EMDR session and it did not fucking work because my brain started going and I'm like, fuck, I need to record an episode. Anyhow, so my brain just kept going to, like, I think the thing that really is, it's not a dig, like, it's not his action, it's my perception of the action. Is this is somebody that I met at a time that was probably the hap like literally the happiest period of my life, that I can specifically put my finger on to date, which, you know, was pretty much my late teens, early 20s. As far as it goes for my mental health, I is literally the happiest that I've been, like, in my whole fucking life. And so, there's something, I don't know. There's something that I attach to, like, the understanding of, like this person has literally seen me at my best and my worst at the same time. You know what I mean? And so, like, seeing me in both states, caring about my well-being, but then at the same time, you know what I mean, going through the motions of, you know, a romantic endeavor, having it end the way that it did, and then come back together, you know what I mean? Like, the back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, all under the guise of giving a shit about me as a person. It's a slap in the face. Like, I don't think it's intended that way. Like, if I were being completely transparent, I feel like it just comes from a place of fucking emotional unintelligence and ignorance. You know? Like, I'm sure the reality of it is either A, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm positive part or all of this is true. Either A, he doesn't want the same things. B, he doesn't feel like he, you know, can live up to whatever the fuck. I don't even know. I don't even fucking care. But either way, like, it's the insidious back and forth. You know what I mean? Like, I know what you want from me. I can't provide it, and yet I still fucking can't let go. So, you know what I mean? And so, like, it's the making contact after about a month, you know what I mean? Like, it's the fact that you're the one that's fucking reaching out after I, like, you know what I mean? Like, I have already put the steps in place because I know I need to remove myself from this because I know that continuing this is not healthy for me. Like this, you know what I mean? This is where fucking like emotional addictions are formed. I'm not fucking stupid. I've dealt with this before with the other emotionally unavailable guy and the inconsistencies there. And like, I think the thing that hurts the most is that this is, you know what I mean? I don't know. This is from somebody that I assume cares about my well-being, but at the same time, like, doesn't care enough about my well-being to, like, no, you need to fucking step back, motherfucker. Like, to really honor and respect that to the degree that it needs to be respected. You know? Like, to no shit accept that. Like, that for my, like, if you really give a fuck about me, like, you will diss the fuck appear. Which, obviously, that's not happening because, like, even though there's no communication being made, there's still, like, the likes and the watching of the stories and whatever. And so, fuck that. Like, you gotta go, you know? And so, like, while there is not ill will, like, I don't know. Like, I fucking hate people, you know? Like, but then at the same time, I'm like, this is where things get really fucked up, right? I'm happy that I'm mad. Like, because the part of me that's angry about this is the part of me that gives a fuck about my own well-being. You know, that's like the part of me that's angry is the adult Sarah who's basically wanting to protect like the damaged inner child, you know? And so, yeah, I'm happy. I know that sounds really fucked up and backwards, because like it's taken such a long time to get back to anger that every time it comes, I'm happy about it. Like it sounds really fucking backwards. It really, really does. But at the same time, I'm also proud of myself for realizing, you know what? Like, no. Like, if you can't respect my boundaries, you can't have access to me. Like, I'm sorry. Like, and like I said, I don't think there's any ill intention behind it. I just think it really comes from a place of ignorance. And to be fair, I feel like a lot of the people that I've encountered in this kind of a context, like if I were looking at it, like I don't think any of these dipshits, you know, and dumb fucks have any ill will. Like, I just think that they're ignorant. And I mean, I'm not speaking like that's not to say of myself, because let me tell you, like this whole process has been a complete fucking learning experience for me. Like, because up until, you know what I mean, up until 2021, I haven't dated since I was like somebody outside of my spouses since I was like fucking 18, 17. So it's a long time, you know? And obviously, things have changed. A lot of things have changed since I was last involved in dating, come to find out. And like, I needed these experiences to know what I want and what I need. And I think that's the other important takeaway. Is like understanding that, like, to some degree, as much as painful as all of these experiences have been, like, I am thankful for them because I really have an understanding of what I want and what I need. Like, I need somebody that's emotionally available. I need somebody that is looking for something that is long term and committed because, like, I don't know if I'll ever want to get married again. I'm on the fence on that, but I mean, like, that's pretty much maybe that whole concept minus the fucking piece of paper is kind of the vibe, you know? Like, I would, like, yeah, like that's the intention. Like, either it's long term or I'm fucking alone. I do not give a fuck, but that's, you know what I mean? That's either way. That's, yeah, like I can be okay by myself. Like, yes, I'll get lonely sometimes, but you know what? The pain of loneliness is not nearly as great as the pain of detaching. Like, that's something that was said to me recently by a good friend of mine. And he was right. Like, he was 100% right. And I think that's probably why I'm spending my time right now just crocheting in my fucking house and not dealing with the outside world. Because it is hard. Like, you know what I mean? When you care about somebody and you want things with them, like, it is hard to let go of that. You know? But yeah, I feel like I've made the right choices at the times that I made them for, you know, understanding like what is not acceptable to me. You know, somebody that's like deflection. Deflection's not okay if you're not fucking listening to the other person. Like, if somebody has a concern and you're not listening to them, guess what? You're a shitty partner. Like, that's not okay. You know, being only half invested, fuck that. That's not okay. You know, especially if you're talking to somebody that you know wants more than just that kind of bullshit. Like, why? Like, that's fucking cruel. And that's the thing about that. Like, and I realize that, and I really realize that. And that's, you know, why I removed one of the other people that I removed today. This understanding that, like, I feel like he wants more from me than what I can give to him because of his circumstance. I see him as being emotionally unavailable. And we want different things. And so, you know what? Fuck you. You're dead to me. And I mean that in the most lovingest way possible. Like, but, you know, I have that understanding. Like, you want more from me than what I can give you. We want different things. And for me to continue to string that motherfucker along is cruel. And so, no. Like, I feel like that's what has been done to me, intentional or otherwise. Doesn't fucking matter. The end game is the same. And so, you know, I don't want to do that to somebody else because it fucking hurts. You know, especially if the shit goes on for, like, years. Yeah, like, false hope is not, like, no. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, that's where we're at with that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much, that's the energy that I'm sitting in right now, is really thinking about, like, what do I need to remove from my life? Why do I need to remove it? And what's in my best interest? You know, because, like, and I know that, like, I can say with transparency, like, I haven't always known what I wanted. I haven't always been able to communicate clearly what I wanted. But at the same time, like, there's additional factors to that as well. You know, if somebody is only capable of expressing, like, anger as emotion, like, they want to express or feel any other emotion aside from anger, like, I can't fucking handle that shit. And I have stepped away from people where, you know, that's all that they have is anger. Like, my perception of that, no shit honesty, that is not a safe person for me to have feelings around. So guess what? I can't fucking have you in my life. Bye, bitch. You gotta go. You know, this is how I'm keeping, like, as the new age folks say, this is how I'm keeping my vibrations higher, is by removing the energy of people and things that no longer serve me. You know, and it's a tough pill to swallow, especially if it's people that you genuinely care about and you want the best for them. But at the same time, sometimes where that understanding is in knowing that continued involvement is only going to make me a martyr to the cause, because that's my history. That is my pattern. You know, I see that and I understand that. I'm ashamed of that. And I'm trying to do my best to figure out how to not do that. And because that's my reality. Like, for whatever reason, I will always be subservient to whomever I'm involved with, to the point where, like, I negate and neglect my needs, or don't verbalize them and vocalize them. And that's where the unhealthy pattern starts. Like, I understand it, but I don't totally know how to correct it. But I feel like that's something where, like, yeah, I'm a work in progress, you know? I don't want to fucking be a martyr to the cause. I don't want to fucking feel like I have to save everybody all the time, because that's draining, and it's not fair to them either, because not everybody wants to be saved, and not everybody is as broken, you know, as to need to be saved. But, you know, that's one of my unhealthy behavior patterns. Like, it sucks. It's really shitty. And, like, that was one of the other things that came up in that fucking video I was watching last night. Like, that was in there somewhere about talking about how disingenuous that behavior is. And it's not wrong. Like, it's its own kind of weird, like, deflective, manipulative behavior. And ironically, for me, I feel like it stems from partially, like, it's a distraction from my own bullshit, number one. And then number two, it's like, I feel like if I can save somebody else, maybe I can save myself. Or, like, maybe I can save, you know what I mean? Like, feeling like I can save my parents vicariously through some other motherfucker that is basically, you know, some, I don't know, effigy to them or something to that effect in my, how they're operating my life. But, yeah, I don't know. There's some definite fuck shit on there for sure. But hey, admitting is the first step to quitting, right? So that's the energy we're in today. Ironically, I started out being extremely overstimulated, and now I feel fucking amazing. You know, like, this is really weird. It's just, I guess, the processing of everything, you know? Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. And slow progress is better than no progress. So, that's all I've got for today. So thanks for tuning in, and as always, be well.